White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 29, 1898. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I cannot sleep past 12:15. I arise and commence my work of writing. We are still working in Stanmore and vicinity. Only recently a family has become interested in the truth, and one or two took their stand decidedly. Then they labored with earnestness for other members of the family. There is such earnest work in their endeavors to bring others to the truth that first their relatives are interested, and then, as these embrace the truth, all are in their turn becoming workers. Between 80 and 90 are now raised up since the camp meeting in Stanmore, and still the work goes forward. If we went to confirm souls in the Bible truth, set them to work for the conversion of others. We greatly hope that our physicians in the health home may be soundly converted to correct principles in health reform. I was glad that up to the present time, flesh meat has not found its way upon the tables at the sanitarium, and we hope it never will disgrace the health reform tables. And we greatly desire that the third meal, which has crept in, may creep out again. We have no third meal in our home, and we do not ever mean to have it again. We are all perfectly satisfied. We are seeing and feeling that there is much to be done, and may the Lord strengthen and bless us all to do His work intelligently. We need to study the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation more earnestly. The truth we need is revealed in Revelation. I fear, yes, greatly fear, that we do not have that deep, thorough, intelligible view of sin, an exalted view of divine goodness that will bring us into that faith which we must have in order to be overcomers. We need so much to hear the voice, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46, verse 10. The more treasures we lay up in heaven, the more will the heart be there. We are at liberty to rejoice that our names are written in the book of life. He that overcometh. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 5. We feel very, very grateful to our Heavenly Father for his great blessing to us in opening the way for us to build the Stanmore Church. When we see it is well filled on the Sabbath and Sundays and in the evenings, we feel so grateful to our Heavenly Father. For what would those do newly come to the faith? There are between 80 and 90 now standing on the platform of eternal truth. I am very much pleased to see the good material that is coming into the church to unite with those who were the church proper of Sydney. We have a large Sabbath school. I am so rejoiced to see that this colonial element is fast changing under the holy leaven of truth working in the hearts and purifying the lives. Sarah McKenterfer and I drove down with our double Surrey and the platform wagon to the station for your brother W.C. White and the party that had just come from America. Willie telegraphed us to come prepared to take six to his and my homes. But lo, there was only Brother Morse beside Willie. Brother and Sister Haskell came from Stanmore today. Our conference is now ended for New South Wales. I think it was an excellent meeting. You cannot think how grateful we are to our Heavenly Father for the Stanmore Chapel. It is appreciated. Meetings commenced Thursday night, and there was a goodly number who came in from the suburbs and from Sydney. The Lord strengthened me to speak five times. I thank the Lord for His goodness, His compassion, and His love. We see that the interest continues in Sydney and suburbs. One man and his wife decided to keep the Sabbath, and then as soon as they received the truth, they commenced earnest labor for their relatives. There were married brothers and sisters, and several families are now united in the truth, all connected by relationship, and still they are reaching out for others. The lesson has been fully learned never to accept a challenge for controversy. For opposing discussion always ends by people taking sides. Refuse controversy. Brother Haskell has been elected president of the New South Wales Conference, and still he continues his connection with the school 8 weeks longer. Then the school closes, 2 weeks before we attend the Queensland camp meeting. I shall be accompanied by Willie, also Elder Haskell and his wife, in attending camp meeting in Queensland. We shall defer camp meeting in Sydney until next March. I am doing much work now. Never applied myself more diligently, putting in my hours from 2 and 3 o'clock and sometimes earlier in writing important communications. I am, during the night, speaking with others, and I get up at any time in the night to write out the matters which are urged upon my mind. I have been deeply burdened in regard to the dissensions that are created out of inferior things. All of us are dependent on the atonement. Christ is the good shepherd of his sheep, and how the Lord is dishonored to see his sheep crowding and pushing one another. What a representation is this! All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. But the devil will work the imagination to create differences if we will allow him to do this. If we are answering the prayer of Christ, we shall all be one with Christ and the Father through Christ. One with Christ as he is one with the Father. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ to the heavenly inheritance. In this divine relationship, can we allow Satan to introduce his leaven of dissension? Christ is the food from which spiritual, heavenly life is sustained. His followers eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. He is blended with their existence. They live and move and have their being in him. Christ lives in their life, moves in their activities, rejoices in their joys. Oh, what a fellowship we should cultivate for one another, that our oneness with Christ shall bind us in holy fellowship with one another, that we shall not imagine evil against one another, but love as brethren. Be kind, be courteous, be patient and forbearing, because our soul is full of Christ our Savior, and it flows out in pure streams of love and goodness toward one another. Unity is our strength. Talk this, my children, pray it and live it, and the sweet peace of Christ shall abide in our hearts. Mother.